感谢主，俾我哋又有一次机会喺佢面前交通佢嘅话语。
Thank the Lord that once again we can come and have fellowship on His Word.
都好感谢弟兄同我哋唱呢首诗歌。
I really thank our brother for sharing this song with us.
佢识唱32年，我今日第一次唱。
He's known this song for 30 years. This morning was my first time.
但盼望呢首诗歌嘅歌词可以记喺我哋每一个人生入边。
May the lyrics to this song be impressed upon each one of our hearts.
就系我哋诗篇119篇嘅，我要将你嘅话藏喺我嘅心入边，免得我得罪你。
That I would store treasure your words in my heart, lest I sin against thee.
我哋首先咧同读一段圣经。
Let us first begin by reading some scripture.
圣经提摩太后书3章16至17节。
We'll begin by reading 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
我记得张大兴成日提醒我哋，圣经上面有好多个3章16、17节，希望我哋大家都可以记落嚟，我哋可以背。
I remember our brother Chung sharing with us that in the Bible there are many chapter 3s and verses 16s, 3:16s in the Bible, and may we be able to know them and memorize them.
提摩太后书3章16至17节。
So let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17.
圣经都系神所默示嘅，以教训、督察、使人归正、教导人学义，都系有益嘅，叫属神嘅人得以完全，预备行各样嘅善事。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经都系神所默示，
We know that all scripture is inspired by God.
圣经都系神嘅话。
And the Bible scripture is God's word.
圣经就系好似头先我哋唱首个诗歌讲嘅，脚踏稳踏嘅磐石。圣经系我哋嘅根基，系我哋嘅磐石。
Scripture is our foundation. Just as we sang earlier, it is our foundation, it is our rock.
圣经系神嘅话。
Scripture is the word of God.
神嘅话安定在天。
And we know the word of God is established in heaven.
圣经安定在天系永恒嘅真理。
And it is established in heaven, and this is an eternal truth.
圣经系我哋生命嘅指导。
Scripture is the direction of our lives.
无论我哋行路，我哋作工，头先好似我哋所唱嘅诗歌一样，系我哋路上嘅光，系我哋嘅力量。
No matter where, just as we sang in the song, it is a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path.
我哋感谢主，主唔单单救我哋。
We thank the Lord that not only did He save us,
将佢嘅永生赏赐俾我哋。
That He gave us eternal life.
我哋更感谢主，佢留下一本圣经俾我哋。
That He also left for us His word, this Bible.
叫我哋可以藉住圣经，我哋更加嘅认识佢。
That through the Bible we can know Him even more.
我哋更加嘅知道佢嘅心意。
That we know even more of His will.
叫我哋更加可以满足佢嘅心意。
And that we can satisfy His will.
我哋一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我哋将我哋早晨嘅一段嘅短短嘅时间，再一次仰望喺你嘅手中。
Lord, we commit this time we have together into your hands.
主，我哋一同喺度交通你嘅话嘅时候。
When we have fellowship upon your word.
主，我哋甚愿你个光光照我哋每一个。
May your light enlighten each one of us.
照亮我哋讲嘅、翻译嘅，照亮前我哋大家听嘅。
That you would enlighten the speaker, the translator, the ones who hear.
叫我哋众人都喺光中见光。
That within your light we can see light.
将赐人智慧和启示嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
May you grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我哋更加知道你。
That we can know you fully.
祝福我哋呢段时间。
Please bless the time we have.
荣耀归俾你。
Glory be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 记得上一次我同弟兄姊妹交通腓立比书。
I recall recall the last time I shared with brothers and sisters is in the book of Philippians.
我哋从一个圣徒以巴法提
through one disciple, Epaphras, one saint Epaphras.
佢嘅一生，佢嘅一生
，his entire life
嚟讲到佢嘅生命，佢嘅生活。他的生活是如何的服侍
How his life was a life of service.
我可能那次是不记没时间讲腓立比教会一个整体的教会。
I perhaps didn't have enough time to speak of the entirety of the church in Philippi.
这个都是一个见证。
It too was, the church there was also a testimony.
我们都知道腓立比教会他们的特点。
We know the uniqueness, the specialty of the church at Philippi.
他们有三点。
They had three things, actually.
同心合意。
That they were in unity, in one spirit.
兴旺福音。
That they had a revival of the gospel.
从头一日直到如今。
From that first day until now.
这个是我们所以从在腓立比教会我们要学习的。
This is what we want to learn from the church at Philippi.
他们在神面前同心合意兴旺福音而且是不间断的从头一日直到头一日直到如今。
That they were in unity and they revived the gospel and it was from the first day until moving forward until now.
今天我想同弟兄姊妹交通个题目系
，The theme that I want to share with brothers and sisters this morning is，
其实喺希伯来书第六章嘅入边
，It's found in Hebrews chapter 6，
中间嘅一段嘅说话
，found in the middle of some words in the middle，
系竭力嘅进到完全嘅地步。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1， to let us。Move on, go on to perfection.
当我们信了主，
Once we believe in the Lord,
我们得了一个莫大的救恩。
We've gained this, great salvation.
这个是刚刚是个开始。
But this is only the beginning.
神的心意是叫我们要竭力的进到完全的地步。
It's God's desire for us to enter, to go on into perfection.
我相信弟兄姊妹，我哋教会喺度读紧系马太福音。
I know brothers and sisters are studying the gospel according to Matthew right now.
系咪已经读晒第五章啦
？Have we perhaps completed up through chapter 5？
大家都读晒啦。
Perhaps we've read through chapter 5 already.
问大家一个问题。
I'll ask brothers and sisters a question.
第五章最尾嗰节系乜嘢
？What is the last verse in chapter 5？
第四十八节
，verse 48，
有冇揾到
？Can you find that Matthew chapter 5 verse 48？
通常两姊妹第一个回答嘅。
You see, our sister Lily is the first to respond.
Susan， 呢个系我学装出。
Look at Susan，
系啊，所以。呢句说话是主耶稣是第五章最后四十八节讲到47节，从第一次开始我们讲到是登山宝训，一直到四十八节全部是主耶稣讲。
And from this chapter 5, from the very beginning, there's a sermon on the mount that is all the words of Jesus, all through chapter 5.
四十八节一开始是两个字，中文、英文我就不知道了。所以
And so we get to the end of the chapter, verse 48. The first word that you see is therefore.
所以
therefore.
所以是什么？
What does therefore mean?
弟兄们常常教我们如何读圣经，一定要仔细读，反复读，每一个字都要留意读。
And our brothers have always reminded us that when we read scripture, we have to be very careful and detailed to read and reread scripture and look for the words.
耶稣讲所以的时候，我们要留意到，因为在前面讲了这么多。
We see, whenever we see the word therefore, we have to ask, why is it there? So we need to know everything that came before it.
所以你们要完全
So it says in verse 48, therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
主耶稣在第五章登山宝训讲到那个百福的时候，他只有一个目的。
And when Jesus began the Sermon on the Mountain, he shared about the Beatitudes.
只有一个目的。
There is only one purpose.
是在四十八节去讲的。
And it's connected with verse 48.
他有个要求。
There's a request.
所以你们要完全。
And that is, therefore, you shall be perfect.
我不在弟兄姊妹中间一起查经，因为在福音班做服侍。
And I'm not in Bible study with brother and sister because I'm with the gospel group.
我不知道你们对于段圣经的有什么交通。
And so I'm not familiar with what you've had fellowship on in regards to this verse.
当我第一次读这段圣经的时候，
But when I got to this passage,
我的反应，
this was my reaction.
冇可能
，impossible。
我冇可能
，it's impossible for me。
我哋冇可能，好似我哋嘅父一样咁嘅完全一样。
We cannot be perfect, just as our Father in heaven is perfect。
但主耶稣系点讲嘅
？But what does Jesus say？
你哋要完全
，you shall be perfect，
像天父完全一样
，just as your Father in heaven is perfect。
呢句说话我真系。想了很久
And so I thought about this, what Jesus said here for a very long time.
耶稣要我们完全。
Jesus wants us to be perfect.
就好像希伯来书第六章第一节这么讲。
Just as it said, in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
我们要离开耶稣基督道理的开端。
Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
主耶稣讲了这么多的时候，他只有这么要求。
And all of the words that were spoken by Jesus, this is what he desires.
当神有这么要求的时候，我们是怎么回应？
So when God has this kind of desire for us, what is our response?
我哋系咪愿意进入到竭力进入到完全嘅地步，嚟满足神嘅心意
？Are we willing to go on and press forward into perfection to satisfy the will of God？
话系我哋信咗耶稣啦，我哋可以上天堂啦，我哋就可以满足啦。
Are we satisfied simply say by being saved and being able to enter into heaven？
可能我哋满足。
Perhaps we may be satisfied.
在马太福音，主耶稣一点都不满足。
But in the gospel according to Matthew, Jesus is not satisfied at all.
所以我今天就好有个负担，就是我们是怎样从圣经里面，我们可以藉着圣经，我们藉着圣灵的教导。我哋同弟兄姊妹一同嘅时候，我哋如何可以竭力进到完全嘅地步嚟满足神嘅心意
？So this is my burden this morning to see through Scripture how it is it that we could together to press forward, press on into perfection。
我哋系属神嘅人
，We belong to God。
我哋系唔完全
，But we're incomplete. We're not perfected yet。
头先我哋读过提摩太后书三章十六节。
We read this earlier in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
话圣经都系神所默示。
All scripture is inspired by God.
佢俾我哋有个作用系咩
？What is the purpose of scripture?
以教训、督察、使人归正、教导人学义，都系有益嘅。
It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
叫属神嘅人。得以完全
，that the man of God may be made complete to be perfected。
我哋可以完全
，we can be perfected。
我哋如果我哋按照神嘅说话嘅时候，我哋按照圣经嘅教导
，and we live according to the teachings of the Bible。
我哋虚心接受嘅时候
，that we can humbly receive direction。
我哋愿意改正。
We're able to be willing to be corrected. We're willing to listen to God's word.
We can
step by
step,
be perfected.
圣经的时候有阵时我们读圣经时真的好像不要说我们是起码是我。
I don't know for myself, I won't say us, I say for myself when I read the Bible.
看过以为是这样就这样了。
I read it and I think, okay, that's what it says, so that's what it is.
没有进入到圣经的真正的意思告诉我们。
But I don't enter into fully what the scripture is telling me.
王大兴我成日记住，我都系交通好多次。王定兴成日同我哋讲
，And I remember our brother Wong used to always tell us，
你唔使识得好多文，又希伯来文，又希又嗰个咩文，英文或者咩啊，希利文系咯。
Our brother said you don't need to know a lot of different languages. You don't need to know Hebrew or English or Latin or Greek.
王大兄话叫我哋主要记住咩文啊
？The only language you need to know and remember.
上下文，上文下理。
Context. They just know what comes before and what comes after.
唔好将一句说话切开两句嚟睇。
Don't take one part of scripture and just read it on its own.
因为圣经是全部贯通晒。
Because, scripture, is full, it's complete.
我们要藉着圣经看到他当时讲的是什么。
We need to read scripture and know what it was speaking on at that time.
圣经的意思是什么。
What, scripture tells us, what's the meaning behind it?
神要写这段圣经给我们的意思是什么。
Why did God leave us these words? Why did he write these words for us?
这个是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点是。
Second point.
还有神没有写到什么是要我们明白的这个是什么。
What is it that God may have left out? What, that he did not write that he would want to tell us?
换一句说话说。
In other words,
当我看这段的圣经的时候
when I read this passage,
我应该看到神向我说什么。
I should be able to see what God is trying to tell me.
我记得我上一次讲过当保罗写给腓立比教会的时候。
I remember last time I shared about how, when Paul was with the church at Philippi,
他只是写给腓立比教会。
He only wrote that epistle to the Philippians.
一千几百年前。
A thousand plus years ago.
差不多二千年前。
Almost 2000 years ago.
这个是保罗写信的目的。
This was the reason Paul wrote that letter.
但是我们今天看腓立比书，我们看圣经，看千几二千年的时候，我们的目的，我们的要看的是什么？
He wrote that letter to the Philippians so many years ago, but today when we read it, what is it that he's saying? What do we learn from it?
我们要看到神向我们想讲的什么？
What do we see that God is trying to tell us in this, these words?
我知道礼拜五晚楼下呢度系查紧创世纪。
I know the brothers and sisters, on Friday evenings are studying, downstairs, they're studying the book of Genesis.
三楼我哋查紧系约书亚。
For us and, upstairs, we're studying the book of Joshua.
都系旧约嘅事。
It's in the Old Testament.
几千年嘅事。
Thousands of years ago.
但当我哋每一次交通嘅时候。
But then whenever we share upon it,
我哋知道神向住我哋讲说话。
We know that God is speaking to us.
我哋今日嘅环境，神知道。
Our condition today, God knows.
神带领我哋行一条我哋冇行过嘅路。
He's leading us in a way that we have not walked before.
神用住圣经嚟同我哋讲说话。
God is using the Bible to speak to us.
呢个系我哋读经嘅目的。
This is the reason, the purpose in which we read the Bible.
我哋要明白圣经嘅意思。
We need to understand the meaning of scripture.
我哋要明白神藉住圣经向我哋讲嘅意思。
And through scripture, we need to understand what is it that he's trying to say to us.
我有一段圣经我想同大家一起喺度一起学，因为我呢段圣经我以前系错得好犀利。
And I want to read and study a passage here with brothers and sisters, because in the past when I've read this, I was I misread it. I didn't understand.
没认识到这个圣经的真意。
Didn't understand the real meaning behind this passage.
我希望在我这个床上边，我抖翻转嘅时候，因为圣经话俾我听，抖转嘅时候，我希望弟兄姊妹都有帮助。
And this was a misunderstanding from me, and I want to go back and just as we said, it's for correction, and I want to share this with brothers and sisters.
都系提摩太书信前书。
is also found in Timothy, 1 Timothy,
第一章, 第二章,
1 Timothy chapter 2,
第一节到第七节,
1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7,
大家好熟嘅,
we're all very familiar with it.
提摩太前书, 第二章, 第一节第七节, 对不起, 因为我不懂玩那些投影那些东西, 所以大家翻下圣经。
So we're going to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. So I don't have it projected up there, so everyone have to turn to their Bibles.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求。作者为君主和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以 敬虔端正、平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可望完了。第四节，他愿万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位神，神和人中间只有一位宗保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。第六节。 他舍自己作万人的赎价到了时候，这是必证明出来。第七节，我为此奉派作传道的、作使徒的、作外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信学习真道。我讲的是真话，不是谎言。
Starting from verse 1, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth.
祷告聚会时候，我哋时常将第一节、第二节，我哋可以会得攞出嚟祷告。
Oftentimes during our prayer meetings, we will reference verses 1 and 2.
万万人祷告、祈求、代求，作者。
That we would first, with all supplication and prayer and intercessions, giving thanks to be made for all men.
为君主和一切在位嘅。 君王，系君王，系咩？有人打错咗，帮我。一切在位嘅也该如此，使我们可以虔诚端正、平安无事嘅道人。
And for all kings and all who are in authority, in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
第一节我一啲都问题都冇。
I don't have any problems with the first verse.
第二节。 我哋就中文圣经系也该如此，系咪应该点点点噶？你哋应该有啊，嗬？应该系原文入边冇，系中文加上去嘅。
And so there may be some issues with verse 2.
咁啊，佢话为君王和同一切在位嘅祷告连埋嘅，使我们可以虔诚端正、平安无事嘅道人。
So it says, for all kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life.
在过去我是怎么想这段圣经的呢?
How did I view this verse in the past?
神告诉我们, 叫我们第一为万人祷告祈求, 这些没问题。
in the first verse, it says God calls us to pray for all and give thanks for all men.
君王同埋在位嘅都系咁。
Likewise for all for kings and who are those who are in authority.
跟住如果我哋咁做咧
，and so if we do these things，
使我们可以虔诚端正，平安无事。度日，跟住呢个好嘅系我哋主耶稣面前渴慕完啦。
Then we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life。
我系咁认识嘅。
This is my understanding of it。
我有本圣经，我屋企有本圣经。
I have a Bible at home。
我谂住两姐妹嗰本都系嘅。
And perhaps our sister Lily has the same Bible。
Susan 都有启道本。
And Susan has the same one。
佢后半中文有佢注解系点讲咧
？How is it explained in the Bible? In our copy.
当我哋为君王在位嘅祷告嘅时候
，When we pray and make intercessions for kings and for those who are in authority，
佢就按照佢哋嘅忠心服侍，可能会得俾我哋有一啲安稳嘅日子，可以平安无事嘅度日。
That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life when we do that, when we do that, when we pray and give, intercession.
仲加埋落去，呢个系好嘅。
And at the end of that, it adds a phrase, and for this is good.
我哋嘅敬虔，我哋嘅平安无事，我哋嘅盼望系摆喺边个度？
And for our godliness and our reverence, where do we place that?
摆喺君王在位嗰个上边。
That is being placed on the kings and the those who are in authority.
如果佢哋咁对我哋，如果佢哋宽松啲，我哋就可以平安无事。咁啊，呢个系好嘅。咁我哋喺神面前可以蒙恩啦。
That when we pray for them and it is good and then we may be able to live a quiet and peaceable life because this has been accepted by God.
当我咁讲嘅时候，弟兄姊妹可能听出呢个系唔啱嘅。
That when I share this, brother and sister may see that as this is incorrect.
敬虔系一个属灵嘅一个基督徒圣徒一个性格嚟嘅，系一个生命嘅表现嚟嘅。
When we speak of godliness and reverence, this is a characteristic of character of God.
唔系任何个君王座位嘅可以将你操练成为一个敬虔嘅人。
That there's nothing that you can do and be trained in for kings or for authority that would let you exhibit godliness or reverence.
平安我唔使讲啦，大家头先弟兄都讲到，平安系主耶稣系赐俾我哋。
Peaceable life. We know that our brother already mentioned earlier, this is something that is given by our Lord.
主耶稣话：我留下我嘅平安，我嘅平安俾你哋。
I leave you my peace. I leave for you my peace.
我哋嘅平安同呢个世界一啲关系都冇。
Our peace has nothing to do with anything in this world.
唔系因为君王在位嘅俾我哋宽松日子，我哋有平安。
It's not because of the kings and those who are in authority that allows us to have a peace in our lives.
我记得陈一雄弟兄
I remember our brother Chan one time.
我相信呢度好多弟兄姊妹都记得佢喺我哋呢度做过见证
That many brothers and sisters remember that he gave a testimony here before.
有一次佢去到香港特会，我参加特会。
He was at a special conference in Hong Kong.
佢做讲员
，He was the speaker there。
佢沟通到一点
，And he shared on this one point。
我记得好深刻
，And I left a very deep impression on me。
我哋知道陈一雄弟兄喺中国大陆系家庭教会。
That we know our brother Chan En Hong in the house churches in China。
佢哋受到好多逼迫
，They were persecuted very much。
佢哋成日去烦佢
，And oftentimes people would come bother him。
一直去冲佢哋，唔俾佢哋聚会。
And they didn't allow them to gather.
所以佢哋嗰阵时咧就同佢讲，嗰啲政府就同佢哋讲。
And so the government came and told them.
你去登记啦。
You need to go register.
你去参加三次。
You go join the three self movement.
你只要登记，你就冇事，我哋就唔会得嚟搞你啦。
That if you register with them, the three self movement, then we will not come bother you anymore.
佢话你就平安啦。
Then you will have peace.
嗰日我记得好清楚，陈丽兄喺度网度讲。
I remember very clearly that day, Brother Chan shared.
当我去登记咗，佢话我就冇平安啦。
But if I were to register, then I would not have any peace.
所以下边嗰啲听嘅弟兄姊妹有好多系大陆嚟嘅。
All those who were in attendance, many were from China.
大家鼓掌。
Everybody clapped, applauded.
这个只有他们经历到。
This is something that only they had experienced.
当政府逼迫他们的时候，
when they were persecuted by the government,
当政府很阻挠他们的时候，
when the government had came to bother them,
当人看他们一点都没有平安的时候，
and when they had no peace at all,
他们在那里享用到这个平安。
They, in fact, did have joy, peace.
这个平安是耶稣基督给他们的。
This is the peace that only can be given from Jesus.
我们知道当保罗写这封书信的时候，
We know that when Paul wrote this letter,
那时是君王和在位的是谁？
Who were the kings and who were those that were in authority?
应该是尼禄王。
It was Emperor Nero at that time.
就是没几年就将保罗弟兄送上去断杀头的那一位皇帝。
And soon after this, it was that Emperor Nero who sentenced Paul to be beheaded.
但是保罗在这里告诉他们，
But Paul says here in this letter,
告诉提摩太听,
he's telling Timothy,
你要为万人祷告,
you must pray for all men.
他做万人的时候, 他将君王其实摆在一边。
And when he mentions all men, kings and those who are in authority are included in that.
他不用说君王在位的。
He doesn't need to separate for kings and for those who are in authority.
他最后要说出来。
Why did he mention that?
他怕提摩太不为他祷告。
Because he thought Timothy would not pray for, oh, because he thought Timothy would not be praying for them.
这些是逼迫教会的。
Because they were the ones that were persecuting the church.
不为他祈求。
Do not pray for them.
将他贴在万人的出边。
It would be outside of all men.
神爱世人。
But God loves all people.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
That all who believe in him, should not perish but gain everlasting life.
这些世人。
These people.
包括所有的人。
Includes all people, all men.
包括那些君王。
It includes the kings.
包括那些兵丁。
It includes the soldiers.
包括那些大祭司。
Includes the priests, the high priests.
那些法利赛人。
It includes the Pharisees.
神一样爱他们。
God loves them as well.
这个是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
如果我们真的明白到神的心意的时候，
When we truly understand God's heart,
我们不单单为那些在位的祷告，
We not only will pray for those who are in authority,
我们为万人祷告。
We'll pray for all.
我们为逼迫那些我们的君王我们都祷告的时候。
We'll pray for those who are persecuting us.
神的心意就满足。
Then God's will, his heart will be satisfied.
因为他知道他们那天他挂在石头，挂在木头上的时候，是为所有的人的。
Because when he hung on that and was nailed on that cross, he was nailed for all men, all people.
至于那些不承认他的，是哪是他们的问题，不是神不爱他们，神是爱他们的。
And for those who rejected him, denied him, that is not because God did not love them. It's, yeah.
如果我们记得我们马太福音第五章我们前面那几节的时候，
if we recall the gospel according to Matthew, the first few verses,
主耶稣说, 你只是问你的弟兄安,
you only, if you only care for your brother,
外邦人不是这样吗?
Do not the Gentiles do the same thing?
所以神是爱世人,
because we know that God loves all.
我们如果要虔诚端正,
that if we are to be
虔诚端正,
in godliness and in reverence,
我们要平安无事的道入,
to live a peaceable life,
我们要在神面前可以蒙悦纳,
to gain the acceptance of God,
我们要为那些逼迫我们的祷告,
we need to pray for those who are persecuting us.
这些是叫我们可以进入到完全,
this is so that we can enter into perfection and to be perfected.
所以主耶稣在马太福音46-47前面他讲完之后说所以你们要完全,
that's why in Matthew chapter 5 verse 47-48 Jesus says, therefore you shall be complete, made perfect.
为君王和一切在位的祷告,
when you pray for the kings and those that are in authority,
不是叫他们给我们一些宽松的日子，叫我们不要受逼迫，不要叫他们按照神的心意，不是这样。
You pray for them not so that you can have a peaceable and tranquil, quiet life.
我们为君王在位的为祷告求神这个救恩临到他们，这些是一点都没错的，这些是神的心意。
We pray for them that the love of God, the salvation of God will come upon them.
但我们绝对不是指望那些君王和在位的可以给我们一点都没有。
We don't pray for them so that we can have a quiet and peaceful life.
这个就是神的心意。
And this is the will of God.
第四节,
verse 4.
他愿万人得救, 明白真道,
who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
如果我问大家, 他愿万人得救后面那句的时候呢, 我相信很多弟兄姊妹会得讲下面那句什么来的。
If I were to say, desires all men to be saved, brothers and sisters would know what comes after.
不如一人沉沦,是吗? 是啊,其实都是的。
All to be saved, for none to perish.
那里是彼得后书的。 在讲道上,在讲说, 在讲道上讲信息的说话，这句说话是一点都没错的。
When we are sharing a message, when we say this, then this is absolutely correct.
他愿万人得救，不愿一日沉沦。如果是讲道讲信息的时候，这个是将神的信息全部是讲得很完全。
When we say that he desires for all to be saved, for none to be perished, when we share that, this is correct, God's will.
圣经告诉我们，我们讲道的时候要怎样按照正义来讲道，这个是正义，一点都没讲错道。
And scripture reminds us that when we're sharing, we're preaching, that we need to share according to the truth.
但当我们查经的时候，我们就按照它的本意。
But when we're studying the Bible, we're studying scripture, we study based off of base it off of the text.
它本来的意思,
the meaning of the text. The original meaning of the text.
首先我们查经的时候弟兄常常讲, 如果我们查经的时候，我们首先要知道当时的环境的时候, 我们要知道 这段圣经的来龙去脉，神要为什么要这样写这件事，我们首先这个本原来的意思我们要明白。
So when we're studying the Bible, we need to understand the text, the context, what came before, what came after, all the details.
所以我记得上个主日交通聚会姊妹交通话，当他预备信息的时候，预备查经的时候，他要花两个钟头时间，要看所有的全书。 要看所有有关的前文后文的意思，这个是好的。
And I remember last week's sharing meeting, our sister shared that before she starts reading and studying the Bible, she needs to read up for 2 hours about what came before, what came after, what are the details surrounding that scripture, that passage.
这个就是王弟兄跟我们讲的上下文的关系。
And so this is what our brother Wong was telling us to read within the context, to read all the details surrounding the verse, the scripture.
第四节, 他愿万人得救,明白真道。
So we go back to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth?
这个是一句说话来的。
This is one complete sentence, one complete phrase.
万人得救是个起点。
It begins with desires all men to be saved.
万人得救是个起初。
That's the beginning point, all men to be saved.
明白真道是神要我们的。
And to come to the knowledge of the truth is for us.
要我们明白真道。
To understand the knowledge of the truth.
后面又有一个因为了。后面有一个。第五节。
Oh, and verse 4, there's another, after verse 5, there's another therefore.
主什么要呢? 主什么要这样呢? 他说因为只有一位神, 神和人中间只有一位宗保, 那是降世为人的耶稣基督。 第六节是两连在一起的，其实building符号是分段，其实我们大家都知道是我们后人分了全部没有的。他写自己作万人的赎价，到了时候，这事便证明出来。
And so we get to verse 6, and you see a comma, so it continues that thought, because in verse 5 it says, therefore, so what came before that? Therefore, there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
他说只有一位宗保,就是主耶稣,就是降世为人的耶稣基督,他舍命作万人的赎价。That
there's one mediator, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all.
做什么要明白真道?
Why do we need to come to this knowledge of the truth?
如果讲得简单一点的说话,
to say it more plainly,
因为主耶稣为我们付了极重的代价。
Because Jesus paid a heavy price for us.
我们为什么要花这么多时间,我们要读圣经,我们要不断地读圣经, 我们一生都要读圣经,什么理由?
What's the reasoning behind all the time that we need to spend on reading the Bible?
他告诉我们,只有一个原因,因为
Tells us there's only one reason, right here.
他写自己做了万人的赎价。
That he became this ransom for all.
主耶稣为我们付了这么重的代价。
That he paid such a heavy price for us.
我们没有付任何的代价,我们得救。
We didn't pay anything, we didn't pay a price, and yet we were saved.
我们愿不愿意我们付一些代价,我们明白真道。
Are we willing to pay a price in order to know, have gained knowledge of the truth?
我们来明白神的心意。
When we come to know God's will,
我们来满足神的心意。
And we satisfy his will.
藉着圣经,
through the Bible.
叫我们可以得以完全,
so in order for us to be perfected.
叫我们可以成为在救主耶稣面前可蒙悦。
That we would be accepted before our Savior, Jesus Christ.
最后读到第七节。
And lastly, through chapter verse 7.
保罗说,
Paul writes,
我是为此奉派作传道,作传道,作使徒,作外邦人的师傅,教导他们相信,学习真道,我讲的是真话,并不是谎言。
For which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth.
保罗写给提摩太,
Paul writes to Timothy,
告诉提摩太听,
and he tells him,
其实提摩太知不知知?
In fact, does Timothy know? He knows.
但我们照问一次,保罗为什么又再多写多一次,是这么说。
So why does Paul write again to Timothy?
我为此是奉派作传道的，作使徒的，作外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信学习真道。我说的是真话，不是谎言。
Why is he right again? For I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Because Paul is not only writing to Timothy. Paul is writing to each one of us.
神的话是我们行路的光亮。
God's word is the light onto our path.
是我们做事的法则。
It is the law in which we live our lives.
所以当我们读的时候，我们真的很清楚。
So when we read, it's very clear.
保罗是我们的师父。
That Paul is our teacher.
他叫我们效法他。
He reminds us to, be like him.
好似佢效法基督一样。
Just as he is, be an imitator of Paul as he is an imitator of Christ.
叫我哋可以逐步嘅完全。
So that we can press on to perfection.
叫我哋唔净止系得救。
That we would not only simply be saved.
叫我哋系明白真道。
That we would come to the knowledge of the truth.
叫我哋净系唔满足我哋唔使付代价，我哋得到咁大嘅救恩。
That we who had not had to pay a price but received such a great salvation.
叫我哋愿意好似保罗一样付代价。
We be
去明白真道。
Willing to pay a price just as Paul did to understand to come to the knowledge of the truth.
唔净止系一时。
Not only at one time.
系一生。
But for an entire lifetime.
好似保罗。最后在腓立比书他所讲的一样。
Just as Paul wrote in the Philippians, wrote in the, book of Philippians at the end.
他在腓立比书第三章第十节开始。十二节开始。
Philippians chapter 3 starting from verse 12.
他是怎么讲，我们大家都很熟悉，大家有找到没有？
We're all very familiar with this. It's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
12-14节。
Verses 12-14.
我们刚刚过的特会就是这个讯息。我这不是说我已经，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我是竭力的追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为我已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的荣耀。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on.That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗弟兄，他用了他的一生他去追求。
Paul used his entire life to seek after.
他说他不是已经得着了，不是已经完全了。
He didn't say that he had already attained it, that he had already been perfected.
但是他知道上面有一个奖赏等着他。
But he knows that there is a prize, awaiting him.
他要得着的。
That for him to gain.
所以他极力的追求。
So then he would, press on towards that goal.
追求完全。
To press on towards being perfected.
好似耶稣同门徒讲的一样，你们要完全。
Just as Jesus said to the disciples, you shall be perfect.
巴不得我们每一个人都好像保罗一样咁竭力的追求。
May we all be just as Paul to press forward onto that goal.
完全。
To be perfect.
我们读圣经，圣经是什么？
Why is it that we read scripture?
为了交通。
We read the Bible so that we can have fellowship.
为了大茶带带茶经。
Do we read it because we want to lead a Bible study?
或者是习惯。
Or do we read the Bible because it's become a habit?
巴不得我们有一个这样的心智，就是我们可以竭力追求满足神的心意，进入到这个完全的地步。
It may be that we do it in order to press forward to be perfect.
相信我们每一个人都可以做到。
In order to be, satisfy God's will, and I think we all can do that.
在圣经中有一部分的圣徒，他们是这样做的。
I believe in the Bible, there are a number of saints who did this.
他们的光景如果跟我们比，没有我们这么好的条件。没有我们这么好的条件。
Their condition was not,
没有我们这么好的资源。
They're actually, their, circumstances are not as good as we have today.
他们甚至都没有一本好像我们这样的新旧约全书的圣经。
They didn't have the resources that we have today. They didn't have a complete copy of the Old Testament.
他们只有一本旧约的圣经。
They only had the Old Testament.
他们那段时候只有门徒口传的那些教训。
They only had the teachings that were spread through word of mouth from the apostles at that time.
但他们是怎样的？
But how were they?
我们大家看一看，很快就看一看，给我们大家做个鼓励。其实我们看圣经的时候，可能这段东西我们很快就流过了去的了。
We'll turn to a passage there. Oftentimes we'll read right by it. We'll pass over this.
使徒行传17章。
In Acts chapter 17.
第10到12节。
Verses 10 through 12.
当保罗去离开以弗所的时候，不是离开那个什么帖撒罗尼加。
When Paul left Thessalonica,
因为他那里被人家赶出去。
Because he was chased.
去到一个地方。
He went to a different place.
叫做比利亚。
It was called Berea.
圣经只讲到这个地方几次。
The Bible only mentions Berea a few times.
都没讲到保罗在那里成立过教会。
It never says, it mentions that Paul had established a church there.
但是很出奇，保罗去到那里的时候，第十节。
But interestingly, it says there in verse 10.
他说弟兄们就随即在晚间打发保罗和西拉去到比利亚，两人到了就进入犹太人的会堂。
Is there? Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews.
保罗那阵时，他去到每一次，他有个惯例，就是第一去到犹太人的会堂。
Paul had this custom of every time he reached a new city, he immediately went to the synagogues of the Jews.
他就同他们辩论一件事。
And he would argue with them, or he would debate with them.
复活的耶稣基督，耶稣就是基督。
The resurrected Jesus is the Christ.
他正是跟他们辩论那一件事。
And he would only debate with them on that one issue.
揸住这本旧约圣经。
Holding on to this Old Testament.
挂。从死里复活的耶稣就是基督。
Jesus who rose from the dead is the Christ.
有人信，但是大部分的情况下面，他被人家赶走。
Some believe, but most of the time, they rejected it and sent him away.
被他骨被他打或者关起来。
They even maybe imprisoned him or beat him.
当他来到比利亚这个小的地方的时候。
But when he came to this place, the Berea, the small place.
我们看一下11、12节。
Let's read verses 11, 12.
或者地方的人言于帖撒罗尼加的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
And these were far or these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
这个地方的人，他只有一部旧，只有一本旧约的圣经。
And they only had the one Old Testament.
他们通常是一个礼拜安息日那段时间，他们聚会都去到会堂里面听那些祭司或者讲的，来讲那些这样的圣经。
And they would only go once a week on the Sabbath to go to the synagogue to listen to the priest, talk, speak.
但是那天夜晚，
But that night,
保罗去到比利亚进入那个会堂的地方的时候，
When Paul arrived at Berea and entered at night into the synagogue,
他仍然是拿着一本圣经告诉他们听复活的耶稣就是基督的时候。
He held on to this, Old Testament and he shared that the risen Christ, the risen Jesus is the Christ.
他们那里的人有三个特点，我们希望大家我们真的留意。第一，他们甘心领受这道，这道。
There are three things about the Bereans that we would want to take hold of or dimension as they were, readily, received the scripture.
第二点是天天查考圣经。
And secondly, they search, they examine scripture daily.
第三个是要晓得这道是与不是。
And third, they want to seek out whether these things were true, were they were so.
第一，他有甘心领受。
One, they readily, received.
虽然他在活在犹太教会犹太会堂入边
，even though they were in a Jewish synagogue，
但系佢当佢听到保罗所传嘅呢个道嘅时候，佢有一个柔软嘅心。
When they heard what Paul was preaching， they had a softened heart。
佢唔系回绝
，they did not just reject it。
佢系领受
，they were willing to receive it。
领受咗之后
，and after they received it。
佢系点咧
？What did they do？
佢哋天天查考圣经。
They searched, examined daily scriptures。
佢哋每日都喺圣经度揾。
Every day they searched in the scriptures。
佢哋要揾咩
？What were they searching for？
因为保罗指住耶稣基督就系耶稣就系呢个基督。
Because Paul preached that the risen Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ。
他要从圣经里面看有没有这些的事耶稣他所传的道是与不是。
So they searched daily the scriptures to find out whether this was so, was true.
当他们是这样的时候
And when they did this,
第二节他告诉我们听
And tells us in verse 12,
所以他们中间有许多信的有希利尼尊贵的妇女男子也不少。
Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men.
我们如果看使徒行传，我们留意看保罗，他传福音的，几次传福音的，三次传福音的报道，只有这里，他是这样写的。
That when we read carefully what Paul, when Paul went to the different cities to preach, we read in Acts that he only wrote about the Bereans.
只有比利亚这个地方的人甘心领受。
Only here in Berea that they were willing, willingly received the word.
天天查考圣经。
And they searched daily the scriptures.
要晓得这道是与不是。
To find out whether these things were so.
所以他们在中间有很多相信。
And so many of them believed.
这个就是他们满足了神的心意。
This is how they satisfied the will of God.
这个都是我们今天几千年、两千年之后，我们仍然在一个学习的榜样。
And this is what we are learning today still.
我们圣经，我们手上一本圣经比比利亚那班圣徒们不知道要丰富几多。
What we have today of the Bible is so much more full than what they had back then.
我们有旧约的39卷书。
We have the 39 books of the Old Testament.
我哋有新約嘅廿七卷書。
We have the 27 books of the New Testament.
我哋仲有我哋前面咁多嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋所留俾我哋嘅咁多嘅信息。
And we have all the messages and the teachings of all the brethren that came before us.
唔讲呢个今日网络嘅时代，我哋要查啲嘅信息系几咁嘅方便。
And in today's day and age, it's so easy for us to search through the scriptures.
但我哋有冇咁嘅心？
But do we have this heart?
我哋愿意甘心嘅领受。
To have this willingness to receive.
我哋愿意天天嘅查考圣经。
To search daily the scriptures.
我哋要知道晓得呢个道是与不是。
To find out whether or not these things are so.
求神怜悯我哋。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
求神又祝福我哋。
May the Lord bless us.
我哋系唔完全。
We are not perfect.
但神话俾我哋听。
But God tells us.
我哋可以完全。
We shall be perfect.
属神嘅人得以完全。
So that those who belong to God will be perfect.
我哋系唔够完全而家。
Right now, we are not yet perfected.
但是我们藉着神的话，藉着圣经，我们可以得以完全。
But through God's word, through the Bible, we can be perfect.
我们可以行很多神要我们所行的善事。
We can do a lot of the good works that God wants us to do.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们知道你要我们完全。
Lord, we know that you want us to be perfect.
让我们承认我们到如今我们都仍然不够完全。
We confess that to this day we are not perfected.
让我们求你吸引我，我们就快跑来跟从你。
Lord, may you draw us near you so that we would follow after you.
叫我哋愿意付代价，我哋竭力嘅追求，进入到完全嘅地步。
That we would follow after you and press on towards perfection.
叫我哋嘅生命可以快快长大成熟，催促你嘅快乐。
That our lives may quickly mature and hasten your return.
叫我哋把我哋嘅交通都交翻喺你嘅手中。
Lord, may this time of fellowship we have be given back into your hands.
主你吹气喺其上，
that you would breathe life into it.
也用宝血洁净，
and cleanse it with your blood.
叫我哋所听到我哋所讲嘅，那系出于你嘅心意。
That the one who speaks and the one who hears, it's all according to your will.
因为我哋知道唯有系出于你嘅。我哋才可以满足于你。
Because we know only things that are from you can satisfy your heart.
祝福我哋前面嘅路。
Please bless the path before us.
并要归俾你。
Glory be given back unto you.
听我哋嘅祷告，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Please listen to our prayer in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.